These are the stories that highlight our region's grit and grace. Ordinary people of Greater Philadelphia becoming difference makers. It's Philly Rising, presented by Patriot Home Care.
Lorraine Carey goes by a number of titles. She's a best-selling author, a playwright, a mother, and a senior lecturer at University of Pennsylvania.
I love for the people I write about to be able to read what I write.
Not just during Women's History Month, but nearly 365 days out of the year, she finds herself preserving stories, and especially Black legacies for future generations.
And it carried over into writing a memoir, three novels, sort of one based in history, based on a real runaway case of a woman who came through Philadelphia.
Recently, Carey presented pieces of her play about Harriet Tubman at the African American Museum. Her passion for connecting the past to the present and future has turned into a mission of investing in, advocating for, and empowering the youth.
So to have at the African American Museum students from Girard College, my own students from the University of Pennsylvania, as well as older folks, really did help connect Tubman and her activism to the work of Philadelphia voting youth activists today.
Carey is proud of receiving accolades from Oprah on one of her latest novels, Lady Sitting, but she's even more proud of something called Vote That John. It's an organization that takes storytelling a step further by encouraging young people to find their voice through voting and civic engagement.
We have not adequately told them that this voting business, getting a leg into the political life of the country, will allow them to influence the decisions we're making that will influence their lives 20 years from now.
If you know a difference maker who should be featured on Philly Rising, go to kywnewsradio.com/Philly Rising.